Reformed Devotion, number 8 of 365. His Ways Are Past Finding Out, from A Heavenly Cordial by Thomas Brooks. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Romans 11:33. Notwithstanding all the gracious engagements which are upon the Lord to His people, yet He reserves a freedom to Himself to make use of the very lives of His people in such ways as may make best for the bringing about of His own ends, and as may make most for the advance of His own glory. And hence it comes to pass that God delights so to act towards His dearest people as that sinners and saints shall be forced to say that His judgments are unsearchable and that His ways are past finding out. If you take a straight stick and put it into the water, it will seem crooked. Why? Because we look upon it through two mediums, air and water. There lies the visual illusion. Thence it is that we cannot discern aright. Thus all the proceedings of God in His righteous judgments, which in themselves are just, righteous, and straight, without the least deceptiveness, seem to us strange and crooked. That the wicked should prosper and the righteous be afflicted, that godly men should be in bonds when bad men walk in freedom, that the Israelites should make the bricks and the Egyptians dwell in the houses, that some of the best of Christians should fall by the pestilence when many of the worst of sinners have their lives for a prey. These are some of those mysterious providences that many times make some of the best of Christians to stagger in their judgments. And why so? But because they look upon God's proceedings through a double medium of flesh and spirit. And hence it comes to pass that all things seem to run contrary, and that God's most just and righteous proceedings are not so clearly and fully discerned as otherwise they might be. The wheels in a watch or in a clock move contrary one to another, some one way, some another. Yet all show the skill and intent of the workman to show the time or to make the clock to strike. Just so in this world, divine providences seem to run cross to divine promises. The wicked are spared and the righteous are taken away. Yet in the conclusion, all issues in the will, purpose, and glory of God.